Good morning. What's going on, guys? It is 10:49 a.m. here in Florida, and I'm going to be hanging out with you guys for a pretty short 30-minute jolt. Got to go pick up my daughter from school. Got a bunch of stuff to do today. Finished a video, a little sponsored video. I should be getting that video out in the next week or so. But welcome, guys. Why is the now playing thing not working? Let's get that working. Boom. That'll work in a couple seconds. But welcome. Topic of conversation is what do you think of the sequel trilogy? As you guys know, if you're familiar with this channel, it's really interesting to me. The people who are not familiar with this channel, who maybe have never tuned into one of my live streams or my videos before, and maybe have only heard about this channel through silly gooses on other channels and articles and Twitter and stuff like that, they don't know the vibe of this channel. They don't know that all opinions are welcome. They don't know that I don't like a lot of new Star Wars, but they've heard otherwise from dipshits on the internet. But hey, man, welcome. If that's one of you, welcome. Let's shoot the shit. A lot of different opinions around here. Let's sling it around. Darth Snow, welcome to the stream, man. I greatly appreciate that. Darth Snow says, what's up, man? Not much. Just living. Getting older. Almost done with... about to be hired onto a fire department, which is super exciting. I am so ready. I feel like EMT and all... the academy and everything has been going on forever. It's been about a year. It's kind of crazy, man. But yeah, things are going great. Hope you're doing well as well, Mr. Snow. Cheers. I greatly appreciate that. But I did see somebody post, and I kind of agreed with it. Where was it? Somebody said, fan base didn't affect how I felt about the sequel trilogy. Matthew says, fan base didn't affect how I felt about them. TFA, a great setup. TLJ was a solid middle piece, and The Rise of Skywalker was an awesome conclusion for what it had to be. I have never once let the influence of a YouTuber or whatnot affect the... I say YouTuber because, hey, man, I'm on YouTube, right? So I feel like a lot of people that obviously come into these chats... tune into these live streams, also watch YouTube, right? That makes sense. I've never let the thoughts and opinions of someone else dictate what I think of a movie or whatnot. I mean, holy fucking shit. The overanalyzing by film analysts on Twitter, whose credentials include watching some Marvel movies, is astonishing. And I have zero interest in letting somebody else's opinions dictate how I feel about a thing, right? But, yeah, we'll get into all that shit. But, Tidy Wire, thank you so much. I wish we could get a Filoni-fied show for sequels. A Filoni-fied show for sequels. We're getting a lot of Filoni-fied things, I suppose, in Star Wars, right? Yeah, I mean, he seems to be the creator that a lot of people, I guess, hold in high esteem when it comes to Star Wars stuff. And yeah, he's made a lot of great Star Wars things. He's spearheaded a lot of amazing projects. We've had a lot of Filoni, I feel like, lately. And I love him. I love what he's made. At the same time, like, I want directors, writers, people who are kind of out in left field, out in right field, all over the place with unique and crazy ideas that have not been explored yet to dive in, right? That's why I love the idea of like a Rian Johnson, right? As a director. Say, if you didn't like The Last Jedi, whatever, man. Cool, great, fine, whatever. But I love the idea of somebody like him jumping into a Star Wars project. Because before Star Wars, you know, he did Brick, he did Looper. These relatively, Looper was a pretty big movie. Bruce Willis, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. But compared to Star Wars, you know, he didn't have that much under his belt. He was a relatively new director, right? He was pretty green. And I love the idea of getting more, I guess you could call him green or inexperienced or directors that have not been churned up and spit out by the system, you know, the Hollywood system. I love the idea of getting more fresh faces into the director's chair, because that's where the new and unique ideas, that's where the weird comes in, right? That's what I want. Because, you know, if you have just Dave Filoni, if you just have like one kind of visionary, especially in the modern era of Star Wars, where you're getting a lot of Star Wars, right? You're going to want different visions. We've had a lot of the same, like, savior of a village vision come into play, right? A lot lately in the Clone Wars. Hell, even the Ahsoka book. Boba Fett. The Mandalorian saves some villages. But yeah, man, I love Filoni, but he can't do every single thing, right? I definitely want fresh blood. I want fresh faces. I want inexperienced is not the right word, but I want green directors to come in and put their own unique spin on things. Hey, man, you're going to like some stuff. You're not going to like some stuff. Guess what? That's how it's been in Star Wars fucking forever. Before the sequel trilogy, I didn't like some Star Wars and I liked some Star Wars. No different. And after the sequel trilogy, hey, guess what? I don't like some Star Wars and I like some Star Wars. That's the way it's going to go. But I want experimentation. I want fresh faces. I want, new people in the director's chair, the writer's chairs. Because that's where the bread and butter of creativity comes in. You know? But hey, cheers, man. Vince and Swish, thank you guys so much for the channel support. Vince, member for 27 months. I appreciate that, Mr. November. Vince says, hope your accuracy with a fire hose is better than with a blaster trooper. Yeah, I'm pretty good with... I know you're making a joke, but I gotta defend my honor. IRL, right? I haven't said IRL. I don't know if I've ever said IRL. I don't think those letters have ever come out of my mouth in sequence like that. I don't know. Yeah, expert marksman, expert sharpshooter, rifle and pistol when I was in the military. Yeah, I'm pretty good at knocking down fires with a hose and extinguishers. yeah, it is really interesting to play with the pressure, though, of, like, from, you hook up a fire hydrant to your engine, and you can control the pressure of your engine, your hose, basically, from your engine. And when you increase the pressure, it's pretty interesting how difficult it becomes to maneuver. I mean, you've seen it comically when somebody lets go of a hose. It just kind of sprays all over the place. I mean, sometimes if you pump that motherfucker super high, it is a struggle. But yeah, I have to defend my honor, Vince. Anyway, I appreciate that, man. Swishfish, thank you so much for the super chat and channel support. Swish says, I like the sequel trilogy. Unfortunately, people want me dead for this opinion. Also, hi, Greedo. Happy Friday. Hope you're swell. Cautious about Boba Fett show. Yeah, me too. It's in the grand scheme of things, in terms of the projects that we are getting, Swish, Boba Fett is pretty low on my list when it comes to excitement. I'm more excited for Kenobi. I'm more excited for Ahsoka. I'm more excited for The Acolyte. The Acolyte is the one that I'm most excited for, just because it's the one that... It's literally the only show that has been announced that does not have someone's name in it, right? Book of Boba Fett, Kenobi, Ahsoka, Andor. There's something else out there, right? Isn't there another one? And then The Acolyte. What else are we getting? Oh, the Lando show. Lando! Like, five shows have people's names in it. Five shows have familiar faces. The Acolyte show is the only one that we know of that does not have a familiar face. There might be a familiar face in there. Probably, right? But, like, that's why I'm more excited for that show, because it's not just a character that we're already familiar with. You know? But, hey, that's me. I'm pretty cautious, too. But, anyway, Swish, overall, I like the sequel trilogy more than I dislike it. The movie that doesn't hit me is The Rise of Skywalker. Obviously there's bits and pieces in that movie that I enjoy. If somebody says they completely flat out didn't like anything in a movie, I sit back and go, really? Are you just being cynical for the sake of cynicism? You didn't like anything? Really? You didn't fucking like anything? There wasn't a shred, a little nugget, a little pebble of something that you liked? Really? Really? But yeah, The Rise of Skywalker didn't hit me. I enjoyed The Force Awakens quite a bit. It was a nice, like, welcome home. Star Wars fans, I am interested to see how it ages in terms of it. I don't know how to put this into words, but like, I feel like a lot of the strong suit of The Force Awakens was seeing it on opening night, seeing it with this big anticipation, right? Because so much of that movie is kind of a nod to what came before. Will the reveal of the Millennium Falcon, for example, have that much of a punch for somebody who is watching Star Wars in sequence, you know, back to back? Let's say they watch Return of the Jedi and then boom, they watch The Force Awakens. Will that, you know, that one's garbage, the garbage will do, and then the reveal of the Falcon with the music, will that have a punch to somebody who did not have, you know, 10 years to wait to see The Force Awakens? Because that moment in the theater was such a huge punch. Such a welcome home, Star Wars fans. I haven't seen you in 10 years. You know what I mean? That moment was giant. It was like a lump in your throat moment. Will that moment even mean anything if somebody is watching for the first time, you know, Return of the Jedi and then The Force Awakens back to back? I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, I appreciate that swish. Yeah, it's weird, man. It's weird. Like, you're talking about people and having issues with differing opinions. Yeah, it's stupid, right? It's dumb. It's like entire Twitter communities built off of just like opening up their assholes and shitting all over people who think differently about a thing. It's so dumb. It's a bunch of losers. That's all it is, man. It's just a bunch of losers. So ignore them, right? But cheers, Swish. I appreciate that. Vince Wynn, George Swish, and Perennial Force, thank you guys so much. And I appreciate your patience. I'm a little long-winded this morning. Vince says, Mike Flanagan recently tweeted that he'd like to make a Star Wars horror film. What would y'all like to see? Me personally, fucking Wampas. Oh, yeah. Let me look this up. Mike
Flanagan. I see the ST as the reverse of the PT. ST was derivative ideas executed well as opposed to original ideas executed poorly. I hope to see that part of the timeline come into its own cause. I do like it.
Blue Sky, thank you so much for the generous super chat channel support. I appreciate that, man. One second. Vince, so you asked about a straight up Star Wars horror film. I'm looking at Mike Flanagan, and I'm trying to think of what I've seen of his. The Firefighter Combat Challenge. What the hell is this? He directed something. I don't know. Let's see. I haven't seen Gerald's Game. I haven't seen... Oh, you love Dr. Sleep, don't you, Vince? I don't think I've seen any of what he's made. And honestly, I don't have much... Like, I would love to see Dr. Sleep. Just because you say you liked it better than The Shining, so I'm more or less just curious. But, like, I don't have much of a desire to watch a movie about the Ouija board. I don't know. But, yeah, a straight-up, like, Star Wars horror movie. I wouldn't mind some spooky... Not spooky, but, like, I don't know. I like the idea of Wampas, like you said, being a quote-unquote horror element in a Star Wars movie. You know... some almost like aliens, you know, with the Marines and you know, the dark hallways and the pinging of of the motion detectors or whatever the hell they were. That's what I'm envisioning right now. It doesn't have to be Wampas, but like if you had some elements like that, some really tense edge of your seat moments in a Star Wars movie, which could have been what Raftar's was, right? Raftar's in The Force Awakens is like one of my least favorite sequences in any Star Wars movie, just because it felt like such generic. But I don't know how to explain it. Just very bleh to me. But like you could have had a very tense sequence. And maybe that wasn't the movie to do it, but you could have had you could have a very tense edge of your seat sequence in a Star Wars movie that revolves around creatures. So yeah, maybe not for me. Maybe not a flat out, you know, straight Star Wars horror movie. But yeah, a Star Wars movie with edge of your seat horror elements, I think would be a pretty good fit. But yeah, man, cheers. And George Heilman, Swish, Perennial, and Blue Sky, thank you guys so much. George says, would you watch a Giallo Star Wars film? Giallo? I don't know who that is. Giallo movie. Let me see. I'm not familiar with... Oh, Italian audience. Yeah, is that how you say it? Giallo? Has come to refer to any kind of murder mystery or horror thriller. I don't think I've ever heard that. Oh yeah, the spiders. There you go, Vince. That's a good a horror element for sure in The Mandalorian. Absolutely. I don't think I've ever heard that term, George. George says, not sure how that would work, but it would look pretty. Maybe post-OT and former rebels after being stalked. Let's see. Is it a particular visual style that goes along with... Giallo is the Italian term designating mystery, fiction, and thrillers. The word giallo is Italian for yellow. The term derives from a series of cheap paperback mystery and crime thriller novels with yellow covers that were popular in Italy. Oh, interesting. Yes, so if this is the correct term, and that's what you wrote, I would love that. I've actually talked about this for a while, George, how my kind of dream Star Wars movie at the moment, I would love a Star Wars detective story. I know a lot of people say Attack of the Clones is like a detective mystery story. I mean, I guess elements, sure. But it's not what I'm envisioning when I think of a detective story, a thriller like that, a mystery, you know, George. But yes, I would love a mystery, a detective story, a thriller like that set in the Star Wars universe. I think it would be really, really interesting. Almost like a film noir, a Dick Tracy kind of deal where... maybe you have not a bounty hunter. We have bounty hunters, right? But something new, something. Maybe not even a hired hand. Somebody that takes it upon themselves to kind of try to figure out. So I don't know. There's so much. There would be so much. It'd be a lot of fun. A detective story set in the Star Wars universe. A thriller. I think would be pretty great. But yeah. Anyway, I appreciate that, George. Cheers, man. I learned a new term today. And Swish Fish, thank you so much for the channel support as well. Swish says, I want to see the Andor show because he's a new character we know nothing about and who isn't super popular yet. That should be interesting. Yeah, I get that, man. I think to me, the Andor show does have a lot of potential. I wasn't a big fan of Rogue One. But in terms of character... Oh, almost spilt a bunch of old cold coffee. In terms of, you know... Still, for whatever reason, in terms of shows that I'm that have been announced, it's pretty low on my list. But at the same time, I'm... really hopeful that it's going to be a sleeper. like this show, which is kind of best case scenario, right? Like you go in, let's say we go into Kenobi, we go into Boba Fett with high expectations, you know, we're expecting the world, we're expecting the best fucking Star Wars ever, because it's the best character, right? You go into that with that kind of super high edge of your seat, like buzz and expectation, you're probably going to be disappointed, right? If you go into a show like Andor, as I am, going, meh, I'm going to watch it, but like, okay, I'm not that excited. And then maybe it's just going to be like, it's going to be a sleeper. It's going to blow me away. Maybe it's going to be the best out of all that's been announced, right? That's probably best case scenario. Super low expectations, not much excitement, but being blown away, right? But I'm curious with the direction they take his character. I feel like it. I'm hoping there's a lot of creativity in there, but I for whatever reason, I'm just kind of getting the feeling that it's going to be a pretty baseline, you know, straightforward guy who's fighting for, the rebellion, and just, you know, it's pretty straightforward, played completely straight, not much kind of craziness to it, but yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, I appreciate that, Swish. And Perennial Force, thank you so much for the channel support as well. Perennial says, it is interesting. A property like Star Wars has divulged into a large part of the fan base being so authoritarian over art. I think it is very interesting. It's not just Star Wars, though. It's not just Star Wars. It almost seems like all fiction, especially franchises, I guess. I am of the opinion that a director, a writer, people making video games, even musicians, even, are under no obligation to feed what an audience wants. Under no obligation. If that were the case, you would never have Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, right? You would just have more, Rubber Soul? No. The Beatles discography. What album am I thinking of? Not Rubber Soul. Is it Rubber Soul? Yeah, Rubber Soul. No. Please, Please Me. You would have more Please, Please Me. Rubber Soul got a little different, at least, I think. I don't know. Right? Creative mind, a director or writer, is under no obligation to feed what it... Imagine how boring art, imagine how boring music, TV, anything in the creative realm would be if everything was just basic baseline bullshit that you would see in like a fan film, right? Force lightning and just the lightsabers. Come on. There are some amazing Star Wars fan films, but whenever I think about like just bottom of the barrel ideas, I would not want fans to have control over things. It's boring. I think that's a really boring way to look at things. You have to have the creative people in the seat. You're going to like some stuff. You're not going to like some stuff. But if you didn't have the creative people in the seat making the decisions they want to make autonomously without the pressure or the expectations or the outrage of the fan base, you're never going to get cool and interesting and different ideas. Hell, shit, man. I might not like the movies that much, but if George Lucas just flat out made what Star Wars fans wanted to see in 1999, you wouldn't have the prequel movies. Because goddamn, going to Titan Comics in Atlanta, Georgia, or talking to my buddies, or being on the internet and Yahoo chat rooms and AOL and whatnot back in 99 to 2005, Star Wars fans were not pleased. Well, I mean, the younger Star Wars fans were, but they didn't have a voice on the internet, right? But if you wouldn't have the prequels if George Lucas just spoon-fed exactly what Star Wars fans wanted to see. creatives are under no goddamn obligation to just feed. I'm under control. Give the fans what they want. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck does that even mean? It's stupid. It's dumb. It's a dumb way to look at creative projects. Anyway, you're going to like some stuff. You're gonna not going to like some stuff. That's what it all boils down to. All else is bullshit. Let creative people make the things that they want to make. If you don't like it, fine. If you like it, great. Then there's this new unique thing in the franchise that you like. That's the way it is. Anyway, cheers, man. Blue Sky, thank you so much for the super chat and the channel support. I greatly appreciate that. Blue Sky says, I see the sequel trilogy as the reverse of the PT. Star Wars was derivative ideas executed well. Sequel trilogy was derivative ideas executed well as opposed to original ideas executed poorly. I hope to see that part of the timeline come into its own because I do like it. That is an interesting way to look at it. So the PT had some more unique ideas, but the execution left a lot to be desired. I would agree with that. The sequel trilogy, I think the sequel trilogy had a lot of great ideas too, but the outcome of the finality of the story in The Rise of Skywalker to me left a lot to be desired. But, you know, I think as is the case with the prequel trilogy, you know, so much of the prequel trilogy was kind of fleshed out after the fact. You know, you had the Clone Wars. There's a lot of supplemental material that kind of smooth out maybe a lot of the issues or a lot of the gaps or fill in more information that maybe was lacking in the prequel trilogy, right? The sequel trilogy's timeline is definitely going to be expanded on. It already is beginning to, but it's going to be further expanded on just like the prequels were, right? Eras in Star Wars seem to never be done. Yet we continuously go back to original trilogy era, the gaps in between trilogies even. So, yeah, I think Blue Sky, the longer the time between the end of the sequel trilogy onward, I think the more supplemental material we will get in the sequel trilogy. Supplemental material in Star Wars go hand in hand, right? But anyway, I appreciate that. What's up, Star Wars Explained? Good to see you guys. I appreciate that. Atlanta, shout out. How you feeling about the World Series? Oh, man, I could not fall asleep after the win. I was up till about 3 in the morning just endlessly scrolling on my phone. I sat on the couch just buzzing, man. I was on cloud 9. It's funny, me and Alex basically grew up very, very close to each other. Alex from Star Wars Explained. We grew up very, very close to each other. You didn't go to Collins Hill. If I would have stayed in Georgia, I would have gone to Collins Hill High School. But yeah, two goofy Star Wars YouTubers living a few miles away from each other. But yeah, I grew up with 90s Braves. That's when I was in Atlanta. So to kind of experience a World Series in Atlanta in 1995 and also experience it in 2021, it's crazy. You guys should go to the parade. Is it Saturday? I think it's Saturday tomorrow. I could be wrong, but shout out to Atlanta indeed. We're definitely going to make our way up there for, to a game next season. So maybe we'll go to not your parents' basement, right? Or your, oh, it's called your parents' basement. Yeah, that's right. I need to find that t-shirt. Fun place, but anyway, I went to high school like 20 minutes from there. Yeah, it's crazy. Small world, man. Small world. But cheers. I appreciate the support. Good to see you guys. Hope you guys are doing well. Go Braves. Go Braves. Oh, last time me and my wife were up there, we went to a place called Voodoo Burger. Oh, what the hell is that called? It's like Voodoo Burger, Voodoo Burger Atlanta. Is that what it's called? Voodoo Burger. You guys have probably been to it. The Vortex. Why did I think it was called Voodoo Burger? Stupid. Yeah, the Vortex. I'm sure you guys have been there. That's pretty good, man. I got like a super spicy jalapeno burger. But yeah, anyway, need to make our way back up there next season. Cheers, guys. Hope you're doing well. Ty Brute, thank you guys so much for the super chat and channel support. Ty says, hey, HG, 777 days until Rogue Squadron comes out. Also, a 501st question, what color are your Stormtrooper lenses? I'm going with dark green for my tie. Yeah, they're dark. Let me look at them real quick. Let me get my my helmet. Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure most of the lenses, if not all, are dark green. Like, looking at them through light, they're dark green. But when you have the helmet on, obviously, it looks black. Yeah, mine are dark green. You would never notice that if I didn't. I guess I could take a picture. How about this? You guys follow me on Twitter. If you don't, go follow me, I suppose. I'll take a picture of... They need a good wiping down. They need a good... Pretty dirty. But yeah, there you go. I'll take a picture of my lenses. My Stormtrooper lenses in my helmet. And I'll post it under the... This is a great live stream. As I figure this all out. How do I adjust? There we go. Yeah, you want to see my lenses. I will post it on Twitter right now. Underneath the live stream announcement. So yeah, dark green, man. Dark green. I'm posting it right now. Boom. Yeah. No, you're good, Ty. I like those kind of questions. It's certain things that you don't really think of. Maybe some unique stuff that might interest somebody, you know. Oh, Stormtrooper lenses are green? Yeah, you would never know it, just because when there's shadow behind it, when there's something dark inside of it, they look black, but yeah, man. Anyway, cheers, Ty. Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody that I know has dark green lenses, but yeah, I appreciate that. Enjoy the build, man. It's fun. 770 days until Rogue Squadron comes out. 777 days. Let me see. 777. So, 2 years and... I don't know. 2 years and... some weeks? I don't know. Is it that long? Oh my god. 2 years from now, I will be... Well, by the time Rogue Squadron comes out, I'll almost be like 38. I'll be 37. Coming on 38. Is that right? Oh my god. How the fuck does the time go? I don't know about clone troopers, Andy. I really don't know anything. I don't know about clone troopers. That's a good question with the lenses and stuff. The problem with clone troopers, though, Andy, is that... So, obviously, in the original trilogy, you had physical... armor. You know, there's references that you can look at on screen and also, you know, in museums or art pieces and stuff like that, or actual, like, movie-used props that you can look at for reference if you're building a screen-accurate set of Stormtrooper armor. The problem with the prequels is there were no physical on-screen-used sets of armor. Literally, every single piece of clone armor in the movies was CG. So it's kind of difficult to say what was used you can't really say, oh yeah, in A New Hope they use dark green lenses because here's this helmet that was used in A New Hope and it's a dark green lens, right? There's nothing physical to look at. But yeah, anyway. So I'm not too sure what they use for that. But yeah. Vince M24, thank you guys so much for the channel support. Vince says, speaking of an Attack of the Clones, Detective Obi-Wan says, R4, scramble code 5 to Coruscant, care of the old folks home. The hell does that mean? What? What is that? Does he say that? Care of the old folks home? No, he doesn't. Does he? What is this? Is this a reference of a reference? Coruscant, care of the old folks home. Oh, does he really say this? What the hell? What does the line mean? Here's somebody's... Oh, that he does. I don't know much about... In terms of Star Wars movies, Attack of the Clones is the one I've... I've seen it more than Rise of Skywalker. Or... Yeah. So, yeah. It's the one that I know the least. Let's just say that. So, I'm looking at a forum post from 2003, Vince. He says, R4, scramble code 5 to Coruscant, care, or Coruscant, as the Phantom Menace auditions would say, care of the old folks home. And then Jedi Nailbiter in 2003 on the Force.net forum says, what the hell, what does that line mean? Obi-Wan says it on Kamino, I saw it on the subtitles. Is this Lucas's idea of a joke? He says it was the Jedi Temple. Somebody responds saying it was the Jedi Temple. While the official explanation is that that's an agreed upon code signal used so that spies don't get tempted to listen to Jedi business, I myself prefer to think of it as Obi-Wan's little joke because he's just cool. Interesting. Guess a little joke, or the official explanation is that, I don't know if, maybe if Alex is still here, maybe he knows this. Maybe this is some Legends thing. Is that the official, this guy says it was the agreed upon code signal that the Jedi would use. Old folks home. I don't know. Maybe. Interesting. all right. Oh, old folks home. Here we go on Wikipedia. Old folks home was a code named a code. Is this Legends? Is this Legends? Okay. It says old folks home was a code name used by Jedi to refer to the Jedi Temple, commonly by field agents on assignments or investigations. What? So I guarantee this was thrown in there as a joke, right? Just a joke. And then after the fact, oh, Obi-Wan said old folks home. It's a code. It's a code word. It's a code word that the Jedi use. Old folks home. It's cold. It's not just a silly throwaway line. It's not just something goofy that Obi-Wan said. Oh, it has to be a code word. It's got to be a code word. Why does everything have to have meaning? Anyway. It says Jedi Knight Obi-Wan Kenobi and Jedi Master Gallia both used the code name while on assignments prior to the outbreak of the Clone Wars. Gallia reported under the code name Shooting Star to report on the conflict. While Kenobi used R4 to relay a message. Okay. All right. Anyway. Alex says, I've always interpreted it as a joke. Yeah, it's a more fun explanation, right? That's 100% what happened. Yeah. That's how... Yeah, I don't... Everything needs meaning! That's funny, man. Anyway. M424, thank you. I like that, Vince. I like sometimes random stuff gets thrown into the, you know, the chat, and then we go down rabbit holes. There you go. There you go, rabbit hole, Vince. M24 says, bringing Palpatine back to life was probably the worst decision made in writing the sequel trilogy. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of it. I know a lot of people really enjoy it, which is great, but for me, I just it's a direction that to me it's very boring. not just Palpatine, but like character resurrection in general. I don't know. It's you know, you had this pretty good thing going in the sequel trilogy. This unique, self-contained story that didn't rely or lean too heavily on the past. It was pretty forward-thinking. And then to kind of shoehorn Palpatine in there, it just... I don't think it's a decision that I'm ever going to really like. It doesn't hold any weight, like any animosity in my brain. Like, whatever, it is what it is. You know, you're going to like some Star Wars decisions. You're going to not like some Star Wars decisions. That's kind of the way it's always been. But I see it as a really boring and just kind of not really inspiring and not that creative of a decision to make for the final installment of the Skywalker saga. I know people love the fact that it comes full circle, but to me, it's meh. Like I will never forget the sinking feeling that I had in my gut when I saw the floating Snokes in the vat of goo. I was just like, oh no, oh no. But yeah, M424. It's you know, I like The Force Awakens. I like The Last Jedi. I think they're pretty two solid movies. The Rise of Skywalker just took things in a direction that were so, I don't know, man. Just kind of felt pretty generic and meh to me, you know. But hey, it is what it is. Anyway, I appreciate that. Vince Wynn, thank you for coming in with the final super chat and channel support. I take that back. Sappity's here with the final super chat and channel support. I got a jet in about 15 minutes, guys. So right after this, I have to run and pick up my daughter from school. Vince says, I could have Googled this, but I had to push y'all into this rabbit hole I just dug. Thanks. Yeah, I enjoyed the rabbit hole, man. I really enjoyed the rabbit hole. Old folks home. That's not just a joke. It's a code name. But I appreciate that, man. Sappity, thank you for coming in with the final super chat and channel support. Sappity says, the Nordic garrison is out in force at the Comic-Con Stockholm, and I'm homesick. Can't things get more depressing? Anyway, enjoy the 5th of November. Wait, the Nordic garrison. So are you there? Can't. Are you at Comic? Is that going on right now? Stockholm. 5th? No. Oh, nice. Okay. So are you at there? Are you there? Right. That's so much fun, man. I've done a couple troops before in my stormtrooper armor with the 501st. You know, the biggest thing I think I ever did was in 2000 and I want to say it was 2012 or 13. The Disney World, they used to have this. It was called, I think it was just called Star Wars Day or Star Wars Week or something like that. And they would invite 501st members to go march in a parade straight in Magic Kingdom. Like you would, or maybe it was Hollywood Studios. I think it was Magic Kingdom. Yeah, it was Magic Kingdom. It was right down Main Street. I'm pretty sure. I have pictures of it. I was there. But it was one of the biggest things I've ever done. Oh, you're at home. Gotcha. It's happening. Yeah, those big events are fun. But like that parade that I'm talking about right through Disney World, that was like, I feel like it was right when Disney acquired the franchise. And they kind of scrapped that whole Star Wars week or whatever it was called pretty quick. And now they don't do that with 501st members. But it was a really good, because now they have their own stormtrooper armor. They don't need to invite a bunch of 501st members. Now their stormtrooper armor you can dance in. So they don't invite 501st members in there anymore, but yeah, I've done a few cons. I've done some small local stuff like There's one called Retro-Rama. That's just kind of a small thing in a hotel convention room. I've always enjoyed doing more of the physical troops, if that, like the walks, the 5Ks, the runs, because there's like an active sense to it. If I do like I've never wanted to put my Stormtrooper armor at Star Wars Celebration, just because I just want to go and experience the thing, you know. It's fun to wear my Stormtrooper armor, but like, dude, there's so much Star Wars stuff at Star Wars Celebration. I want to experience that. When I want to put my Stormtrooper armor on is like at Wolfson Children's Hospital, which I've done a couple times, or, you know, breast cancer 5K walks, or, you know, things like that. Now, I don't really have much of a desire to put my armor on at like a con or Star Wars Celebration, just because, yeah, everybody's dressed up. I just want to go wear a Hawaiian shirt and walk around. But yeah, anyway, Sapity, you'll get to go. Would most likely have been my Snowtrooper or Mando if it was finished. Nice. Yeah, Snowtrooper would be fun. I've always wanted to build a Biker Scout if I was to do another set of armor. But, yeah. Anyway, I appreciate that, Sapity. All right, guys, I literally have to leave in about 10 minutes, so I need to throw on some pants, run downstairs, and get ready to drive to pick up my daughter from school. So, thanks for hanging out this afternoon, man. This was a good little, we went a little longer than I was expecting. That's how it always is, right? But, all right, so, Alex, if you're still here, Alex and Molly, thanks for stopping by. Hope everything's going well. To everybody who supported the channel this afternoon, cheers. This was a fun one. If you're just now joining us, go listen to it from start to finish. A lot of fun opinions, a lot of goofing around, a lot of nonsense. This is a really... I enjoyed this stream immensely. You know, sometimes some streams are more fun than others. This is pretty top on my list. I like these kind of streams. Anyway, guys, because I cursed a lot, which is always good for me. I don't know that I'm doing it, but then people will be like, you curse a lot. And I'm like, yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your morning, your afternoon, your evening, wherever you are on planet Earth. And I will catch you all on the flip side. Cool? Cool. All right, guys. Later. I'm wearing pajama pants. See ya.